the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lack. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Brian Courtney Wilson with Increase My Faith, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
To be honest, sometimes I wonder if it's come time to pack it in. If I've given my best and there's nothing left, though my best days are at an end. Oh.
And I remember that you would never
let me face what's next alone. I know that
you're keeping me straight when I'm weak
and expects me to carry on. I know that the Lord is preparing me. I'm too way down, running to fly but stumbling to the ground. Yeah.
And I remember that you would never
ever leave your child behind. Oh no.
You with me, right where I should be,
and the reasons I revealed in time.
I know that the Lord is preparing me
for great things.
My name is Michael W. Waters, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
So many people pulling me their own way, worthless affections trying to take your place, but nothing can ever take me. If they ask me to choose,
I'll choose you. I'll choose you. Saying that if I choose your way, I'd have to give up everything. But what's worth holding on to if I don't have you? Yeah. If they ask me to choose, I'll choose you.
It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Matthew 7, 24 through 25 in the New King James Version of the Bible says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." I want to strongly encourage you today to choose to build on a firm foundation. Now, what does the word foundation mean? Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines foundation as an underlying base or support. Foundation provides stability and security. In other words, it can be built up on. With all of the calamities going on across this globe, it is so important. It is so important we make sure that we have not just a foundation, but a firm one.
time to examine whether or not your personal foundation is shaky or secure. If it's secure, you can build upon it. If it's not, what a great opportunity you have to truly become stable and secure in every area of your life with Jesus navigating your path and lighting it forward. That's our Fresh Start segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating 1,500 episodes and counting. Keep tuning in to each of our shows each and every day on We Talk Radio. Deanne and I know that you are enjoying the show's theme for the months of August and September, Relax, Relate, Release. The theme gives you tools for regular refueling after working intensely to increase productivity and performance. We had an amazing two guests during this month lined up, and we are so excited to have some amazing guests in the next month. So stay tuned for that. But first, here's Bree Babineau with My Everything and G.I. with Pray and Don't Worry, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. Everything. I still have everything. Can you help me see it?
I'm not afraid. Give me a mountain and I promise to move it. Show me a valley, I'll walk right through it. I ain't worried.
No matter what's thrown at me.
Give me a hurdle, I'll jump right over. Like a game of limbo, I get down lower. I ain't worried.
Cause
I'm worried. Cause I ain't worried, yeah.
No matter what's thrown at me.
If I'm in trouble, you get me in order. Push me out the boat and I'll walk on water. I ain't worried. No, 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 no.
Cause
I'm worried.
Listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, Take Off the Cape. One thing the pandemic has made me remember is just how vulnerable I am without God. Before the shutdown of 2020, I find myself racing in and everywhere, trying to fit everything in my schedule and trying to accomplish every task. Still leaving some undone and feeling overwhelmed and underaccomplished. Well, I can't say that things are extremely different from those days. Post-2020, I found myself slowly getting back into the days of past, working almost endlessly, feeling vulnerable because now the COVID-19 has caused so many changes that we have to be conscious of where we are, what we are doing, who we are with, and how we are doing it. And our support system has even changed because we can't interact like we used to. I don't know if you feel this way, but I do. And for anyone listening, even if it's just me, I just want to encourage you to take off the cape. Jeremiah 23:27 says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me?" As believers, we claim we believe that God can do all things. But why do we not surrender our flesh to allow him to be our all in all? Why are we so determined to play the superhero and send ourselves into physical and emotional turmoil, trying to do everything solo, only to play the victim in the end? Listen, God equipped us with talent and drive and ability. However, we must remember John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. When God says go, we must go. And when he says sit, we must sit down. We must be ready to hear his voice and know when to take off the cape. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me, and I have everything to make salvation complete, 'cause I know the work is already done by the power of his blood. I know it's mine. It belongs to me. Makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When his stripes say I am healed, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. Hey. And it belongs to me. All blessing belongs to me.
You have promised me.
Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Now all I wanna see is your hand. My heart is open, so wide. This is Mercedes McDowell, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was It Belongs to Me by Juan and Lisa Winans featuring Bishop Marvin L. Winans and Tamala Mann featuring The Fellas with Help Me. It's time for the Live Smart segment right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to encourage you to jump to it. As many of you may know, the month of August is National Wellness Month. National Wellness Month focuses on self-care, managing stress, and promoting healthy routines. Create wholesome habits in your lifestyle all month long and see how much better you feel. Research shows self-care helps manage stress and promote happiness. Whether you challenge yourself to do a different workout routine or try a spa treatment, make a small change and impact your health in positive ways. There are numerous ways to make those small changes too. Increase your water intake, add more fruits and vegetables to your meals, monitor your sleep and make adjustments for better sleep habits, join a walking or aerobics class, learn to pray, and meditate. These are just small steps you can take to lead to more healthy habits in your lifestyle. So begin to do something. In other words, jump to it. That's our Live Smart segment.
To the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Deanne and I are excited about continuing the theme, Relax, Relate, Release. But before we get started with today's discussion, we want to give you a few reminders.
All right, Joy Seekers, we want to encourage you to sign up and join the Brand New Day Book Club. Our next book selection is Woman Evolve, Break Up With Your Fears and Revolutionize Your Life by Sarah Jakes Roberts,
who is a pastor, businesswoman, bestselling author, and media personality, who expertly balances fear, ministry, and family.
In Woman Evolve, Sarah helps readers understand that your purpose in life does not change. It evolves. Your fears and insecurities may have changed how you view God, others, and yourself. But in Woman Evolve, you can break through and use past mistakes to revolutionize your life. Like Eve, you don't have to live your future. Oh, let your future define by your past. Live your future defined by your past. We are asking all listeners to purchase a copy of the book and read it by Saturday, September 25th, 2021, for our virtual book club discussion on Saturday, October 2nd, 2021, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. More details coming soon.
You may purchase the book at www.amazon.com or any of your local bookstores. Register to join the book club by logging on to www.brandnewdayemily.com/events. This real soon here. It's going to come up this week.
All right, Joy Seekers, let's dive into tonight's discussion. So our theme is Relax, Relate, Release. Oh,
Deanne, it's been a, I don't know about you, but August got me, it has me feeling some type of way. Kind of a rough start. What you think?
A rough start? Well, yeah,
rough start to August. As we're at the end, it was rough start, middle, and hopefully the 31st won't make me want to pull my hair out, but...
You know, it's very, you know, like we said in Renewed Heart and in the Live Smart segment, you know, we got to spend some time and just give this to God, because right now it's crazy out here. It is so super crazy, and all we can do is pray for better solutions, better, but you know what the word tells us about how the times, how things will change, and we just got to stay prayed up and ready for the change. So,
yeah, we do have to stay prayed up. That is for sure, because it's rough out here in the street.
It is. And then we got, you know, we have mask mandates, we have anti-mask mandates, we have Afghanistan, which is a truly sad, sad situation. And we just have so much going on, earthquakes and hurricanes and, you know, everything that is no surprise, but, you know, to be living through it is still, sometimes it can be a little disheartening, but we have to always remember that we're not of the world. We are of the kingdom, and you know, he that is in the world is greater than we are.
Right, and like you said, there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing, and so I'm just trying to maintain. I'm out here, you know, kids going to school. We have a mask mandate at our school, thankfully, but you know, sometimes, even as human beings, sometimes we forget about, we just forget. Like, sometimes we'll be in places, and I wear my mask. I do wear my mask. But, you know, you're human, and then you have people saying, oh, well, we're vaccinated and this and that. And sometimes you're like, okay, well, we can have a conversation without one. But you know, and it's funny because on Saturday Night Live, I was watching a rerun last night. They were talking about these people, they were saying, oh, I'm vaccinated, me too. I only hang around a group of 20 people every week, and that's it, you know, and those people go to their houses, and they hang around a group of people that are about 10 other people, and, you know, it's like, we think that we're safe because we have our little things that we do, but then are we? So, we just got to, you know, be careful. There's just so many things to be careful about nowadays. And I almost wish, Emily, that we would just go ahead and shut down again. I hate to say that. I hate to say it. But, you know, I felt like it was some peace during that time. A little bit. A little crazy. But it was a little peace. Just a little bit.
Yeah, it was. But the tricky thing and relax, relax, release, is if we shut down, our kids might shut down. As a teacher,
and that's true.
I'm noticing that the children are opening back up, and they're beginning to talk.
And it's so sad, because I know one of the things my daughter, she told me this year, I said, well, maybe we'll homeschool, and she was like, no, I can't do it again. So, you know, she's 8, she's like, no, I can't do virtual school again. So it's like, it's a struggle out here. You're just trying to maintain, and, you know, people trying to live like everything's peachy keen, and it's not, you know. So, Lord, help us. Help us to find balance. Help us to be able to figure out, you know, what we should and shouldn't do. Give us discernment.
Yes. Discernment is key. Discernment is key. But when I think about relax, relate, release, I think about just being able to kind of, I guess the one word to sum it up is chill. A lot of times we don't take the scripture to heart where it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And we don't know how to give him, where the scripture says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Oh, definitely.
Oftentimes, we get confused about how to do that, how to rest.
Yeah.
I raise my hand and say, rest, what that look like?
What
does that look like? I don't know rest.
Yeah. I know. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, we're constantly in a state of doing and going and not really focusing. You know, one of my prayers is to kind of focus more on God's word and to make sure that I make time and that we make time for him. And more often than not. And it seems like once we start getting back into work and getting back into the swing of things and the flow of day-to-day with the hustle and bustle, we kind of lose out on that time. And, you know, it almost like it's not natural to kind of set aside the time that we're supposed to because we're forcing it. Like, okay, well, let me wake up or, you know, well, I'm not going to say that we're forcing it. I just want our relationship with God to be just as easy as our relationship with other people, you know, where we can just call and pick up the phone or send a message, text, or just, you know, write it out. I'm not going to lie, Emily, this is what I started doing, and I don't know if God is pleased with this or not, but every now and then when I'm really going through, or not even when I'm really going through, I put a little on my little shower wall. I say, Lord, help. Mm-hmm. Or, Lord, please help me with such and such. And I'll write that in the shower. I started doing that. And I feel like it's just like, this is my, you know, you pray in the shower, you sing in the shower, you praise in the shower. But I was like, you know what, I'm going to start writing in the shower. And it kind of just, I don't know, that's just kind of me and God. Like, I feel like that's our thing right now.
Well, you have to do those things that are going to help you release that stuff that's in you, because when we're stressed and when we're frustrated and when we're angry, that stuff is toxic. It's poison in our bodies. It causes sickness and disease in our bodies. And so if we don't release that stuff in a healthy manner, notice I said in a healthy manner, then we will implode and explode out.
Definitely.
So... now, relate, it can mean a plethora of things, but when I was doing the information for the actual show this month, the thing that I found out for relate was, or the definition rather, was to make or show a connection between, feel sympathy and identify with, and, you know, relating means sometimes you have to relate to yourself. Okay, how is this connecting to this thing? And how am I feeling sympathetic or identifying with this? We have to really get to know ourselves in essence. Know why we're feeling the way we're feeling. Know why we're doing the things that we're doing. Well, know what's really going on. You know, I think I've kind of learned in the last month that as I've gotten older, I used to be able to really kind of go with the flow. And now that I've gotten a little bit older, I kind of have to have things in a little bit more order than I used to. I don't know if that has a lot to do with me aging or what. What do you think? Do you feel that way sometimes?
Yeah, you do. You do kind of feel like you just made me think about something. But yeah, sometimes you do. You do have to kind of have things in order. And I've heard that about older people. The older we get, the more we want consistency and routine. And you know,
My grandmother used to say, once grown, twice a child. And so maybe it goes into that as we season, that goes back into, like, also what children need, which is consistency and order in order to have balance. So maybe that's what we're finding there, is that we're looking for that consistency and order to achieve balance. And so, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And, you know, even in scripture, we learn about how Christ took upon our burdens and took upon our sins, you know. And so there is someone, like the song says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our grief, you know. So there is someone who can relate and share in our joys and our sorrows and our hopes and our desires. That is Christ, and, you know, and we can always take it back to him. There are people down here who, believe it or not, that can help us get through our issues. And sometimes they're counselors. Sometimes we all need that someone. You know, sometimes we got to pray, Lord, bring the right person in our lives so that we can kind of have something to share, so that we can have someone here on earth communicate to help relate to each other's issues so that we're not feeling so burdened and alone.
Yes, that's very true. You know, I know I talked about rest, but let me touch the definition of that I found for relax. Relax, make or become less tense or anxious. Scripture tells us to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. And so oftentimes we don't know how to relax because everything's doing this, doing that.
Yes, ma'am.
And if we don't get somewhere and get quiet and stand,
Sit down. And, you know, and we go through that, and where we're just so, like, our mind doesn't rest. And you know what, Emily? Okay, so let me tell you, and maybe once we get our doctors on board, we'll kind of have a little conversation about this. But this, I heard about it twice. I'd heard about it before, but I heard about it twice recently, that Ashwagandha supplement. And someone talked about it. The person who told me about it recently was like, yeah, it just helps with calming, you know, with some of that stress and anxiety that we feel. And, of course, you know, sometimes we can pray and we can pray and we can go to work, and then sometimes we'll find ourselves stressed unnecessarily. That's not of God. But I know the stuff that the Ashwagandha, what it's called, I think it is by soul, it has helped me to quite a bit. And I know that I don't really consider myself a person who has a lot of stress, but every now and then, when I do have a little anxiety, I mean, I haven't. And honestly, the older I get, the worse it feels. I feel like, oh, my gosh, why? Why am I getting anxious? Like, that's not my personality. But last week, I had to go to a funeral, and I also had to be at a work function. And it was all happening at the same time. And I had just gotten the Ashwagandha stuff, and I was on my way to the work function and feeling like, in my head, I was like, okay, I'm trying to make two events at the same time. My mom used to tell me about that, being you can't be everywhere at the same time, like, stop trying to go to everything. And here I am still trying to do the same thing that I did when I was a kid. And now it's like, out my mind was like, ooh, Dan, you're doing too much. But my body, it was not feeling this. It was just like, so like, okay, just get it done. Like, it just was, it, and typically I would, my anxiety, like, because it's supposed to help suppress those high cortisone levels. And
oh,
typically,
yeah.
I would feel it like, oh my gosh, you know, oh, here I go, I'm being, but my mom was feeling kind of anxious, or like knowing, my mom was just like, you know, you got too much going on. But my body was just like, girl, whatever. So I was like, okay, I see it trying to work. I see it. And so now I have to say I'm feeling kind of back to my old self now. I'm not going to say it's not like the savior by any means. But especially yeah. tonight, last night, I still was kind of like, oh, I'm having trouble sleeping. But it is, it has helped some. And so sometimes there are things that our doctors can prescribe that can be mm-hmm. very helpful to help us relax and not deal with some of these stresses.
Mm-hmm. I agree totally. Oh, my goodness. I was just thinking about, I kind of approached my teaching year differently. Uh-huh. For you guys, listeners, those of you who may be teachers on listening to the show, just wanted to encourage you, just approach your year differently. Have a different mindset, not just a growth mindset, but a joy mindset. Choose joy over frustration. Because the truth of the matter is I could have gone into this year like I did last year, but the truth of the matter is that I had to choose joy over frustration, because there's a lot of things I could have been frustrated about. But I said, no, I'm not doing it.
Wow.
You can apply that to any profession, but I know you, my fellow teachers, my fellow educators, I know you feel my pain right now.
Ooh, I bet they do. Y'all need to tell us about that.
Hit us up about it because we know this has been the beginning of the school year and we're still in the middle of a pandemic. We want to hear from you, teachers. Hit us up. Email me at eblue@wetalkradio.com. And as a matter of fact, that's going to be the question of the day. For next week. So keep your ears posted. Get your answers or your questions developed for next week, because we are going to discuss that matter right here tomorrow. How are you approaching your school year?
Yeah.
Isn't that actually comes to parents too? Yeah.
That's a good
one. How are you approaching your school year?
Emily, I'm already stressed out about it. So, yeah, I know. No, I'm not going to talk. You know what? I'm not going to speak up first. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't pretty. And it's already, and I don't know whether or not, I don't know, you know, we have some new teachers coming into the classroom, and I'm just like, and schools are desperate right now. So,
yeah, well,
you know,
that part.
What y'all bringing in here? But, I'm already kind of feeling some of that. So I definitely need parents to call in. Let us know how y'all feel, because I really feel bad for today's generation, these kids, because this right here, what we're going through, and now they're going through, this is just like, this is definitely of the devil. Like, you can't, they can't be a kid for nothing. And this is hard. So, you know, I couldn't imagine having to go through this, you know, as a kid. And, you know, riding bikes and doing the things that we used to do as kids. And then you turn up and say, you can't even go to school? Oh, my gosh.
You can't even go outside, really, almost.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
It's a struggle. A lot. So, yes, the struggle is real. And so we want you to know that at Brand New Day, we are here for you. Remember, our question, we'll post it on all social media platforms so that you can tune in and give us your input on next Sunday. We are looking forward to it. So we just want to encourage you to relax, relate, release. Again, we're going to be talking about this through the end of September, and we want you to chime in. And if there's anything specific that you would like for us to talk about for the balance of the year, again, hit us up on our social media platforms so that we can make sure that we're meeting the needs of you. And we hope you are having an excellent start to your week. We know Sunday is a chill day, but it is the beginning of this week. So remember, facts for late release.
Yes.
So thank you. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deann Lack.
All right, Fearless Family. So, like Emily said earlier, we're going to jump right to it. Emily is funny because my dad has, like, been wearing that song out, Jump to It by Aretha Franklin. I call him DJ Willie D. We haven't even seen the movie, but that is his thing, some Jump to It. The topic tonight is help. So I pray y'all are well. And like we were talking about with school, you know, it is, we just started. I know some of you all may not have started yet. And some of you is too brand new to tell what the year is about to be like. But I'm just going to jump right in and say that I'm starting to feel the heat. And, you know, it's actually not as bad as it ended last semester, but I can feel it revving up. So our kids are struggling in terms of the social, emotional issues that have been occurring this year, and just, you know, not being able to see their friends like they want to, or not being able to go to school like they want to, or having to wear these masks and it's hot as all outdoors, or, you know, and we can't just parent like we used to. I know in our school, we can't just walk up in the school and talk to people like we used to. So really, really frustrating. I'm just like, Lord, please help us, because, you know, I can't before we can't have this meeting because of COVID. You know, I need to be able to talk to somebody about our babies. So anyway, I just want to see how you all are feeling right now as parents or caretakers during 2020, 2021. Let us know how you feel, because when I tell you that this has been a year for us, as a parent, I'm finding it difficult to navigate through this time period where things are just in a frenzy, and I just have to trust God. And, y'all, I have to admit that I feel as though I'm struggling sometimes, as I said earlier. And I just want to know, can you please share with me what you are doing right now to balance spiritual life, the school things, you know, what your children's social, emotional health is like right now, and all that stuff that's going on. Like, how are y'all dealing with it? Share with us by DMing us on Facebook or Instagram at Brand and Emily. We need to know, even if you are a caretaker, how are you balancing right now? Because essentially that's what we are, caretakers as well here in our home. So how are you balancing right now? Especially when going to spa or going to get your chiropractic appointment, getting adjusted or whatever the case is. You know, right now that might not be an option because of COVID. And so, you know, what are you doing to relax, relate, release? Y'all share, please. And we will share your testimonies on our next show if you don't mind. The people out here struggling. I'm just going to be honest. That's our Fearless Family segment, y'all. Have a good one.
Yes, thank you, Deann, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. It was so truthful.
Yes.
So truthful.
Yes.
Yes.
Real.
You're too
funny.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just said it's real in these streets, so we need y'all to help. Yeah, tell us what y'all doing to survive.
Please, you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio.
Well, Joy Seekers, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man after show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows through the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com.
Also, follow all We Talk Radio social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Log on to the show website, www.brandnewdayemily.com, to find out the latest updates and more. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you relax, relate, release.
Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Choose to Build on a Firm Foundation. Our Renewed Heart segment was Take Off the Cape. Our Live Smart segment was Jump to It. Our Fearless Family segment was Help.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, we give you every situation, every circumstance, every disappointment, every heartache, every trial, every tribulation, Lord God. God, we thank you for the mountains and the valleys, because we know that in those places, that is where you're making and shaping and cultivating us, Lord God. And God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just to be our strength and our buckler. God, you are a present help in the time of trouble. God, we cover this country. We cover this nation. We cover this globe, Lord God. God, scripture are fulfilling themselves. We are at the beginning of what you said are called sorrows, Lord God. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would give us the strength and the fortitude to be able to get through each and every day. God, we know that all of our help comes from you. We look unto the hills from whence cometh our help, because we know it comes from you, Lord God.
Yes.
So God, we ask you, Lord God, to give us wisdom on how what to say and how to say things, Lord God. Give us clarity. God, strengthen us, Lord. Lengthen our cords and strengthen our stakes, Lord God. God, give us everything that we need for the journey, Lord God. Cover us in your blood as we go in and out among the people during this time and season of this global pandemic. And God, we will forever give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational and motivational quote from Zig Ziglar. With definite goals, you release your own power and things start happening.
Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Kiara Sherrod Kelly featuring Tasha Cobbs Leonard with Something Has to Break.
Something has to break. I believe in you. This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it Soil Church, asking you to come grow with us in the soil. If you're looking for good, sound, biblical teaching right from the Word of God, come grow with us in the soil. You can find us on Facebook under Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us and find us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, you can tune in on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio as well. And we're asking you to come grow with us in the soil. Don't meet us there, beat us there, and I can assure you God will have a word for your soul. So come grow with us in the soil, and you can tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time live, or on We Talk Radio at 10 a.m. every Sunday. I'm looking for you to come grow with us in the soil.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.